U.S. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao was in St. Petersburg's Midtown neighborhood this afternoon to break ground on the Pinellas County Job Corps Center. Job Corps is a no-cost education and vocational training program administered by the U.S. Department of Labor, according to its website. Before the groundbreaking, Secretary Chao illustrated how at-risk young adults, people she called at-promise young people, will benefit by enrolling in this Job Corps Center.
I'm so excited about the center because it's going to help 300 at-promise young people between the ages of 16 and 24. And it's going to help them complete their high school education and secure the training that they need to build a solid career path. Now, this center is going to provide housing, education, and training all under one roof in this beautiful campus that I now learn is 20 acres.
Chao said that the Job Corps Center, which will open in the summer of 2009, will cost $40 million to construct. According to Chao, it will provide permanent jobs for 100 staff and faculty and will teach young adults marketable job skills.
Employers tell us that one of the most important things that workers can bring to the workplace today, is a good set of social skills. They're called soft skills. And that's why this center will also help our at-promise young people brush up on their social skills, such as learning how to be part of a team and to express differing opinions in a constructive environment and in a constructive manner so that they're ready for work when they graduate.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said that having a Job Corps Center that will be located on the corner of 5th Avenue South and 22nd Street South is important to his city and to Pinellas County.
This 15-acre site was one of the worst urban blight centers in the city of St. Petersburg. It is now going to become what is, I think, going to be a stunning and beautiful Job Corps Center. It's a great day because it's a great day for urban renewal in St. Petersburg. It's also a great day because one of our objectives is to have people who don't have quite the training and ability to get into the jobs that we have. We have a lot of jobs, but sometimes there's a separation because people don't have the training to get those jobs. This will be a place where 300 people every 6 months, 600 people a year, will be getting training to obtain the jobs that we have in the community.
Chair of the Pinellas County Commission, Bob Stewart, said that the Job Corps project will create winners among many segments of the community.
Obviously, it's the youth. How much is employment and a career path worth to an individual? You answer that question. And another winner are the employers in the local area. And I ask you, how much is it worth to the local employer to be able to select from a reoccurring talent pool of Job Corps graduates? And finally, the synergism of all this manifests itself in the economy and the jobs that are created and the economic boost that it gives to this particular community.
Until the Democrats took over control of Congress a year ago, Republican Representative C.W. Bill Young served as the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. According to Taxpayers for Common Sense, only two members of Congress were responsible for more earmarks than Representative Young in fiscal year 08 appropriations bills. While giving credit to the many people involved in bringing Job Corps to Pinellas County, Young referenced his ability to procure the competitive funding for the project.
I did the easy part. All I did was the money. And besides that, it was your money, not mine.
WMNF spoke with Job Corps participants from Gainesville, the nearest of the four centers in the state. The others are in Miami, Homestead, and Jacksonville. Anthony Butler is president of the Student Government Association in the Gainesville Job Corps Center. He has been there about 8 months and said it incorporates elements of school and work with a military style.
It's a training facility. It's sort of like a trade school. You know, you come, you deal with different trades. We have pre-law enforcement. We have CNA. We have phlebotomy. We have business tech. We have carpentry. We have facility maintenance. And we also have culinary. You can finish these trades within a course of 9 months. You can also get your GED or your high school diploma within a course of 3 to 9 months. They mold us into be young men and young women. We do details. We also have room captains and dorm leaders. You know, the dorm leaders make sure all the details are done. We make sure there's no mess in the rooms. All the rooms are cleaned up. It's a very healthy environment.
Nigel Hicks is 19 years old, president of his dorm, and studying pre-law enforcement.
It's been a great experience. It's helped me a lot through a lot of personal things. It's good for, say you have any kind of problems or something going on home, it's good for you to come here. You get life experiences and a job also.
And so you're learning skills, but you said it was a job. Are you making money as well?
Yes, when we do our work base, we do make money because we go off center and work for actual companies.
Giordano Barrios has been with Job Corps for 7 months and is also in pre-law enforcement and a dorm leader.
For me, it's been a great experience. It teaches you on communication skills, how to share things with one another, how to become a unit, become a family. We can't do something with just one person. We got to become a team and work as a team. So Gainesville Job Corps, it teaches you a lot.
To learn more about Job Corps, visit their website, jobcorps.dol.gov. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.